With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
10:02 on ESPN 97.5. It's the anniversary of Robin. Nolan Ryan beating the snot out of Robin Ventura. This is the anniversary. Man, that was a great fight. You want to talk about, well, it was bad for Robin Ventura. And Robin Ventura will never, ever, ever.
He gets asked to autograph that picture.
Yeah, and he's
signings
like,
and all that stuff.
No thanks.
The scrap was like a big.
It was a great
scrap
fight
between the teams.
Great fight, and I mean there are guys. Robin Ventura actually did. You look at him at the end of it. He's just standing there. He was fine. Nothing. No blood. No. But man, Terry Hatcher, not Terry Hatcher, and not Billy Hatcher. Which Hatcher was this? He was all bloodied up.
Mickey Hatcher?
Might have been Billy Hatcher.
Billy Hatcher.
Might have been Billy Hatcher, yeah.
Billy or Mickey?
No, I don't think it's Billy Hatcher.
Not Billy Hatcher.
I mean, he played during that era, but that wouldn't have been Billy Hatcher.
Was it Mickey Hatcher?
Mickey Hatcher. Remember. It was Mickey Hatcher.
Mickey Hatcher, I'd say.
Yeah. And man, that was a good one. We don't see like the Astros fight.
Well, what's the last big Astros fight you remember?
A great one.
Yep.
In Montreal?
Yep.
Casey Candel.
Jeff Juden, Casey Candel.
Yeah.
And then Terry Collins got hit in the face.
Yes.
And got his lip split open by his own teeth because who hit him?
His own guy.
No. You're getting fooled. You're kind of on it. Who threw the helmet? They tried to throw a helmet at somebody.
Moises Alou.
They tried to throw a helmet and smack somebody with it, and it missed, and hit Terry Collins in the face.
Yeah,
that was a great fight.
Great fight.
Jeff Juden was 6'7". Casey Candel is like 5'6".
Yep.
That was a big scrap.
Did you see the one?
Yes,
the Rangers.
Night. Oh no!
Last night. This is the only time that you bunt.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what made me think of that was from the 70s.
Yeah,
probably.
It was.
There's a lot of fighting jumping off.
Ranger hitter, gosh, I didn't know. Anyway, he gets
They
throw behind him the pitch before he bunts down the first base line.
Perfectly placed.
The pitcher comes out to get right by the line, comes to get it, and he just wails on him.
Annihilates.
And he keeps on running the first base,
and he looks like he's going to be safe. And then the first baseman has already thrown his glove off and is tackling and fighting him like that.
Oh, that was a great one, too.
That bunt was
perfect.
Now, I
want to tell you what. If you tell me you can't bunt now in Major League Baseball, just watch that guy. Now, I know it was a different time and you bunted then, but are you kidding me? That guy had such great bat control. He bunts it down the first base line so he could take out the pitcher.
He intentionally bunted so he could smash the pitcher.
Lenny Randle?
Might have been. His ability to put it that close to the line and that far up the line so that just the pitcher, like, it was one of the most perfect bunts I've ever seen in my life because he did that just so he could smash the pitcher.
Yeah.
Just so he could smash pitcher. And before he even got to first base, it was on. The other team had already jumped on him and was fighting him. The two teams got together.
That was awesome.
The worst fight I've ever seen.
I don't know why it's all over my timeline today.
See if you can find Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State. There was a college baseball fight that was really bad between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. That's one of the worst ones I remember.
Here it is. Yeah, it was Lenny Randle. Lenny Randle also, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, that was awesome. You want to talk about great back control? Back in the day, guys could just bunt. I mean, if they put that, we were talking about it. If you go ahead and put that shift on George Brett or Rod Carew or Tony Gwynn, and see what happens when you put the shift on. I mean, they would destroy you. They would bunt every single time and they would hit 1,000 because you can't tell me, and this whole thing about the bunting, I mean, stop.
Me and Chris Solis were talking about it last night. If somebody had, let's just say, gone into a coma in about 94 and they just got out, like, oh my God, I can't believe you're out. Listen, we've so much for you to catch up on, but let's just watch a baseball game together, Dad, because we haven't watched baseball for so long. And I was just a baby when you were born. Okay, let's watch. Like, hey, why, son, why is the shortstop, hold on, the second baseman is in shallow right field.
He's playing right field.
The shortstop is playing second base.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad, that's called a super shift. Well, why would you do that? Now he's just, they're just going to bot down third baseline and get hits all the time. No, Dad, no one does that. But
no one does
that. So the third baseman plays real, oh, so the third baseman plays close to take away the bunt. No, Dad, the third baseman's actually playing shortstop. Well, who's playing third base? They can bunt there every single, they can get a hit every single time. Yeah, but Dad, that's a bad play to bunt like that and get a hit like that. You're playing right into their hands. Son, hold on. I know I've been in a coma, but why is that playing in the hands? You can literally get on base every single time. Yeah, Dad, that's what they want you to do. Okay? Because it takes away home runs.
Mm.
Well, dude. But son, I'm getting on base every single, I could hit 700. Can you imagine? I could set a record for, yeah, but Dad, your OPS is going to be extremely low. Why are we OPS? Why are we? And also, your WAR numbers and your VORP are just not going to be what you're looking for. I'm telling you, Dad, you don't bunt. Bunting is terrible. But son, I can get on base every single time. Dad, okay? Things have changed. We super shift and nobody bunts. It's terrible to bunt. If you bunt, you're doing what they want you to do. Even if I get on base and steal a base, you don't steal anymore, Dad. You're not supposed to steal. That's dumb to steal and bunt. Son, I don't like this new world. Well, Dad, if you steal, it's not worth it. If you bunt, it's not worth it. Yeah, if you don't like the way this is played, go back in your coma. Okay, Dad?
Stay there, because this is baseball now.
When I played baseball at Robert E. Lee High School, no, Dad, no. We're not doing Robert E. Lee High School anymore, Dad. Stop. And stop telling us about bunting. Your generation is so stupid with your bunting and getting on base. Look, I'm not saying bunt every time, except for the fact that nobody is there. What about like just hitting that way, slapping it that way? You're playing into their hands if you start doing that, Dad. You have to just keep pulling. But they've got your super shift thing. Is that even legal to have a rover? We did that in softball. You can't have a rover.
Yes, you can have a rover. Yes, Dad, you can have a rover.
And who's the guy with the crazy hair? He's from Cuba. There's no Cuban baseball. How is Cuba having so many players here? Dad.
Castro.
Dad.
Castro, let him go.
Okay. That's Yuli.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to also.
Why is he wearing his hat like that?
Yeah. I also want to warn you that now we have pitchers who pitch one inning to start games. It's called openers. What? What are you talking about? We also do openers
now,
Dad.
We just got used to closers.
Yeah, now we're doing what's called openers. Now, I also want to show you basketball. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I remember
no.
Jordan has just left the league. What ended up happening with that? He won 3 titles, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But listen, he couldn't play in today's NBA because everyone back then were plumbers, and they're way more athletic now, and Jordan would probably get dominated now, Dad, because that's what we believe. My generation believes that. However, let's just turn on the Rockets game. Oh, I can't wait to watch them. This is going to be fun. Son, why they have shot 26 three-pointers in the first quarter? What is happening? That's basketball, Dad. That's math.
Do you have?
I haven't seen one person shoot an easy free throw jumper.
What? There's no one over 6'4 on that team.
Why is everyone 6'5 and shooting nothing but threes? I remember watching Loyola Marymount do this, but this can't be what we're doing now. Where's the free throw line jumper?
Do we,
Dad? That's a bad shot. Why would you? You mean like the bunting's bad? Yeah, Dad. You shoot from 28.
Do we think Lance
has... No one
has
likes 12-foot jumpers anymore, Dad.
...a Generation Z split personality or is a millennial split personality? Which one do you think he's arguing with? Which split personality do you think he's arguing with?
I think he's arguing with a millennial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Generation Z.
No, because, well, when he was born, no, they said he was born, Z. He was just a little kid, probably
94, so
90.
He's probably born in 90.
He's a millennial is a 90, right?
No. Yeah, 92 is a millennial.
Maybe.
92 is a millennial. Yes. Yeah.
So he think his split his millennial split personality is who he's talking
right.
to. Okay.
Dad. We don't do that, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, this is stupid. You don't shoot a two. You either get it's threes and frees, bro. You either get a dunk, a free throw, or a three pointer.
Call your dad, what? Bro.
Yeah, why are you calling me bro, number one? All right, Terry, don't call me bro. Number two, why would you only shoot? This team just shot 61 threes. Yeah, Dad, and they made 17. That's terrible, Terry. Is it? It's 51 points, Dad. Do the math. Three is greater than two. I don't want to have to keep telling you about math, how this works.
A millennial would have already gone to TikTok by now.
Yeah, millennial wouldn't sit there with Dad that long.
Somebody who hadn't watched sports for 20 years would flip.
He'd say, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, okay, boomer. Yeah, maybe TikTok is a Generation Z thing, but you have already been called a boomer four times.
Seriously, the idea that you don't bunt where there's wide open space, that you throw a pitcher to start a game for one inning, and that you do nothing but shoot threes,
explain.
Would freak out somebody who hadn't watched sports for 20 years.
CH in Texas says, explain to Coma Dad why there's a guy on second when you come back from a break in extra innings. Dad doesn't get it. 10-13 ESPN 97.5.
There's an awful lot of strikeouts right now. Dad, who cares about strikeouts? He just struck out 140 times this year.
Please. Coma Dad wouldn't get over the fact there's no more eye formation. He's like, wait.
Oh, Coma Dad could not watch. College what is football? Happening with the Cardinals?
What about college football for Coma Dad?
Coma Dad would struggle with RPOs.
No, like, wishbone.
Is that legal? That's not legal to run and then throw to the wide receiver.
No
as
power eye.
Coma Dad would be very upset with Bryson DeChambeau and his 410-yard drives.
Well, because he's...
Because Jack hit it 240, okay? And that was long.
Coma Dad.
What happened to a 4-iron? Nobody has a 4-iron anymore.
Coma Dad would struggle very, very badly with a lot of these things.
Oh, all these things. What? Where's the 3-iron in his bag?
Listen, Coma Dad. I'm going to prepare you for this. I don't think you're ready for this. We're going to watch a football game, and I know it's been a while since you've watched football. You watched in 1994, I think, was your last game. When you watched,
when Nebraska was rolling over everybody.
Yeah. It was when the Oilers lost to the Steelers, and the something's happened with the Oilers. I'll tell you about it in a little bit. And now there's another team, and we already are not really.
And they're boring.
Don't really like them. But I need to tell you this, Dad. We're about to watch a game with a guy named Lamar Jackson versus Kyler Murray, and I don't know if you're going to be ready for this particular matchup because Kyler is going to play. Do you remember Doug Flutie? Yeah, he sucked. Okay, well, you're not going to love this, Dad. Do you remember Jamal Holloway? Yeah, it was great from Oklahoma. Yeah. It's like that, only look for him to throw about 4,000 yards this year. Huh? Yeah, and rush for 1,000. And both the quarterbacks might do it. Coma Dad would flip out if he saw Lamar Jackson versus Kyler Murray. He would flip out.
What if Coma Dad watching Cam
Kyler's
walk to the press conference?
Son, is this Aubrey Hepburn's son? What is he? Why is this man dressed like Aubrey Hepburn's son? Is this something from Rhoda?
10-15 ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
I didn't realize this, that millennials actually are born... What?
Mid-90s. That's when...
No.
No, actually, I was looking at something else. They're born in the early 80s, and it ends about... the mid-90s to early 2000s.
81 to 96.
Yeah.
And as of today, there are more millennials and younger. They are the majority of people in the United States.
Yeah. If you were, you could be a 39-year-old millennial.
Yeah. Now, the oldest millennial is 39, with their numbers exceeding those of baby boomers. The millennial generation is poised to take over influential roles in business and government.
I think people who throw that word around when they're talking about college kids, you're not even talking about millennials anymore.
No.
You're talking about Generation Z. That's
yeah.
who you're talking about. When you
JT and Frankie are Zers, right?
Yeah, that's who they are.
Oh, I still call them millennials.
See, you're one of the people who thinks
Yeah.
Like Rahil and I, who people might take issue with for other things, are considered millennials, but we don't do the same. Well, Rahil has a family. That's a mistake on his part. Not me. I'm not having one. But millennials are generally with families in their early to mid-30s or a little bit younger.
You two are millennials.
Yes. We're not the kids who you think we are.
Yeah, you really kind of are. That's why you say stupid stuff.
You say stupid stuff.
I never say stupid. I never say anything stupid.
That seems like a stretch on your part.
Okay.
Yeah. So get it right. If you want to attack a certain group, you want to attack millennials, you're probably talking about someone in their 30s or late 20s. You want to if someone does something stupid in their early 20s, that's a Generation Z person. A Z-er, I guess they're called.
Wow. Yeah, I always thought those two were millennials.
No.
Knuckleheads. Z's. Generation yeah. Z's. Deshaun Watson says Will Fuller's going to ball out. Will's going to be one of the best receivers in the league. He came back a lot stronger, a lot faster. Will's really good, very confident in himself. And what he did. Listen, the dude's a first rounder. The dude is a good player. Bill O'Brien, he showed up. He's in great shape. He looks good. He's been working out, working hard. He's excited about the season. He's excited about our offense. We're excited about having him for 16 games.
I'm sure you are. I mean, that seems like
you're he looks being, as good as he's ever looked.
You're being hopeful for 16.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he has to play 16 games, right? That has to happen at least once in his career.
You think?
I mean, it has to happen once, right?
Listen, I'll take it right now if he plays 14. I'll take that right now.
Yeah, maybe just the
I'd
way
even take 13 or 12, I think.
He played 14 his first year and hadn't reached that level since.
Well, and he wasn't who he is today.
No.
Right? How many catches did he have?
Well, it was the second highest catch total. He had 92 targets, too, as well. He had 47 catches. His highest catch total was last year when he played 11 games and caught 49 balls.
A lot of his stuff was bubble screens.
Early, yeah.
Yep. Remember he scored the touchdown against zigzagging his way through.
Was it the Titans?
Was it the Titans?
I don't know. Was that the game he had a punt return and a receiving touchdown?
That was the Titans, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about at... Yeah, maybe it was.
He only caught two TDs that year, so...
Yeah. I just don't know how you can possibly count on him. That's all.
No, his history says you can hope for 16, but the likelihood is there's gonna be a soft muscle issue or soft tissue issue, excuse me, or unfortunately a catastrophic thing that's happened to him too. Hopefully that's not the case, but until proven otherwise, you can probably expect Will Fuller to miss a couple games, just the way he's built. Really fast guy, not a lot of meat on the bones, I guess. I don't know the science behind it, but he appears to be a guy who you're going to miss him a couple times a year for That's whatever a, reason.
Yep. Yep. We're getting some coma dad. My God, Diane Carroll has really let herself go. No, that's Cam Newton. The current president is Donald Trump, and the previous one was black? Yeah, that's right, Dad. Yeah, coma Dad.
If you woke up out of a coma from the mid-90s, you would be surprised by the last couple presidents. And speaking of something you shouldn't be surprised about, there's only one company. Well, they're the only company I would consider to get a mask from. And you have one right now.
You're darn right, I do. And Suzanne Hobbs is with us here to talk about it. Boomer Naturals. I've been wearing mine throughout the show, Suzanne. I got it on right now.
Hey, and I can still hear you really well.
How about that? Well, and it's different because you can, and that's, we talked about this, is that, man, if you can't breathe in it, I would imagine that's the number one reason people don't want to wear them.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, and ours are lab tested. We've done two different labs, and they've tested these to be 99% breathable and highly protective. But that's, yeah, nobody loves wearing a mask. I don't either, but don't you want to wear one that you can actually feel like you can breathe in and you're not having a little panic attack and you know that you're being protected as well.
Well, and that's it, too. That's another thing. I see these really thin, paper-thin masks, the blue ones that you get in a little box that everybody uses. I'm not so sure that's all that protective.
Very little protection in homemade, single-use bandanas that are one layer that you can totally thin fabric. You want something that the fabric's been treated to really help stop the spread of disease. Don't you want something that really will work? Mm-hmm. And that's what we offer at Boomer Naturals. Three layers enhanced with this nano silver technology protection.
And then you wash it, and you can have it for a month, and you just put it in a little soapy water and let it dry overnight.
So right? Easy to take care of. Absolutely, yeah. And the reason that these are at its most protective, you can wear it longer than 30 days, but that nano silver that it's enhanced with to kill the drops and particles is at its most potent for up to 30 full days of use and 30 hand washes. After that, the nano silver is just not as effective.
So let me ask you this question. Boomer Naturals, is that because y'all are from Oklahoma, or is that because, okay, Boomer, you are born in the 60s? What is this Boomer?
Well, we started our company about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, before the okay Boomer thing was popular. But we believe in helping baby boomers. That's kind of who we targeted our wellness products for, were people that wanted to get out of pain, get off medications, you know, less anxiety and stress, lots of benefits when you put good botanical products in your body. And now we've expanded our product line to everybody. Even kids need face masks as well. So we've been able to add this into our product line of wellness products.
So you got other things for boomers as well.
My favorite are the PM gummies. It's just a blend of botanical terpenes that help calm you before sleep. And a lot of people are dealing with some stress right now. So the PM gummies are my favorite product on the Boomer Naturals website, along with the pain relief roll-on. Aches and pains, muscle strain, headaches, just put that on and works really great.
Oh, neat. So if I go to Boomer Naturals, I'll see the masks right away, but I'll see everything else too?
Absolutely. Yeah, we also have hand sanitizers that we make in Colorado. We asked one of our manufacturers when there was a big shortage to just kind of help add in to that. So we're going to do masks and hand sanitizer and all the different types of PPEs as long as necessary. We also just added neck gaiters. Those kind of neck scarves, mm-hmm. really popular. They sell out really fast on our website. But if people are looking for something that's not a mask but also very protective, those are two layers with nano silver.
Right. That's the one that looks like you're going to about to rob a stagecoach, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the one.
Right. That's that one. Oh, but so you guys are in Colorado, so that's where you get those gummies from? I like that.
They're made in different states in the country, yeah, but we're based out of Las Vegas. So your masks and your PPEs, anything that you order on our website, ships from Las Vegas.
You know what? I'm going to come visit you because that's my favorite city in
the
country.
Come on out anytime.
All right.
I love Vegas. Yeah.
That is Suzanne Hobbs, and she is with Boomer Naturals. And listen, get the mask. It is going to keep you safe, and you're going to be able to breathe at BoomerNaturals.com. Thanks, Suzanne.
Hey, thank you.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. For any of you that missed any of the show this morning, actually, we talked to XFL. We had The Rock on the show. He joined us a little bit. Well, Rock on a Mobile joined us a little bit earlier. He didn't want to know Dell's name. Okay.
Apparently, it doesn't matter what my name is.
It doesn't matter. I never heard that before, but apparently.
Yeah, he says it all the time.
Yeah, I know. And Gary Patterson messed up.
Yeah, it looks much like the Dabo thing. It seems like it won't be a huge deal. If you missed it yesterday, Dylan Jordan, I believe, is a player's name. Now, it's convoluted why this started, because apparently Gary Patterson approached this player and said, "Hey, why did you shout out your girlfriend on National Girlfriend Day or something like that?" And I'm reading this from Dylan Jordan's Twitter. He put out a little note. "This past Sunday was our third practice of fall camp. Coach Patterson called me out for posting my girlfriend on National Girlfriend Day in front of the defense. As practice moved on, he approached me and I told him, 'You should have just asked me about it.' He then said, 'You're an effing brat. I'll send you back to Pitt.'" Dylan Jordan's a transfer from Pitt. "I said, 'For what? I ain't did nothing.' He followed with, 'You've been saying N-word in the meeting rooms.'" So apparently the next morning, after a couple players asked Dylan Jordan about this particular incident, he said that was true, and then maybe that got back to Coach Patterson. And when he entered the locker room after the players refused to practice, he came to the locker room and said, "I wasn't calling him an N-word." So that led to – that was part of the reason why the TCU players said, "We're not practicing, man." So apparently Gary Patterson has apologized. Now TCU players, former and think current, have come to his defense and said he's not a racist. But I believe he did use the word a couple times, and that's why he's having issues right now. All over the fact that he didn't like that the kid posted about his girlfriend on National Girlfriend Day, or at least made mention of it in the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's just so dumb. Just say, don't say the word.
I'm with you. If you got a problem with that word and you don't want to say it around you,
yeah,
completely understand. White man, black man, whatever. You don't like it, you tell someone, hey, particularly if you're the coach of the team, you're not saying that around here. Don't say it. But don't use a word to...
Just say the N-word.
Don't say the N-word.
Yeah.
I don't want that in this program.
Yeah. No, so... And I agree with him.
I do,
if
too.
I'm the head coach of a college football team, I'm telling everybody, I don't care who you are. You ain't using it. You ain't entitled to use it. Nobody's using that word.
Those are the rules you set.
That's right.
That's not a fight. That's what you need to do. Tell them, hey, we're not saying it, but you can do that without what Dabo apparently did or what his coach did there or what Gary Patterson did. You can set a rule, and that's firm, and that's fine. I just don't know why coaches feel the need to use the word to let that rule be known. I don't get it. You're just asking for this particular thing to happen to you.
Absolutely. Budenholzer and Donovan, coaches of the year, co-coaches of the year. I see it. Why co-coaches though?
They voted. I don't know. I guess that's how the vote came out.
That's how they tied.
They tied with first place votes, I guess, or whatever the number of votes, and it equaled co-coaches of the year.
Okay, more surprising is Billy Donovan. Usually it's you overachieved. Billy Donovan, probably the overachiever of the year, right?
That was a team who we thought was going to trade Chris Paul if they could find a deal because they were trying to rebuild. Turns out they're right back in the playoffs and really right about the same position they were with Russ and Paul PG.
I'm surprised Vogel didn't get more. Now, I know he's got an unbelievable team, but they have a great record. Do you realize this is the first time that the number one seed didn't make the playoffs the five previous years?
No, that's how bad the Lakers were.
That's how bad they were
the last 5 years. Now, they probably would have made if LeBron stayed healthy and he didn't try to trade the entire roster and shake them all up last year. But yeah, they missed the playoffs by a good amount of games last year too.
Yeah. So that no fans at the Raiders games?
Yeah, that's an enclosed facility, not open air. It's a new place. It's going to be spectacular with no one in it. So I'm sure that's kind of a kick in the nether regions of the Raiders. They built that new building, are moving to Vegas, and for the first season, no one in the building. Although Nevada's not a place where, I mean, it spiked in Vegas. That's really the only place it has spiked, but it's not crazy, the outbreak there. But I guess you're saying, hey, we're not taking any chances.
Well, and how do we know where it's going to be 2 months, a couple months from
exactly.
now?
Exactly. It is weird to make it known for entire season you're not going to do it.
Right.
Maybe you open it up in November.
You know what? And you can always adjust.
That's true.
Yeah, you can always adjust. The NFL says you've got until Thursday to opt out. Now, initially they said you're going to have 1 week from the time that the agreement is signed, but the players didn't sign it. So they said, listen, you've had plenty of time. You're going to opt out or not? And the players are pissed about it, but what are they pissed about? Either you opt out or you don't.
They don't like being rushed, apparently. They think it should be a decision, I guess, that goes throughout training camp before you make up your mind. I don't know. I know McCourty didn't appreciate it. He went on, I guess, one of his social media platforms or maybe just in an interview and said it's pretty much it was BS. I know there are reports that teams in the league were concerned about the validity of some of these opt-outs, like some players were using it, even like vested guys who not undrafted free agents, but other players who weren't sure they're going to make the team.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I might not make the team. So particularly without preseason. So I'm just going to opt out because I'm guaranteed that money.
But you have to pay it back if you don't make a team next year.
Yeah. It's part of your total contract. So at some point,
right,
you're going to have to maybe not pay it back, but it goes towards if you don't make the team. Yeah.
If you don't make the team, yeah, you have to pay it back.
And if you do, it goes towards your total contract.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, right. But how are you going to pay it back? $150,000.
That's what they were. Well, that's the other thing. Do teens really want to be chasing guys around, yeah, trying to get your money back? They don't want to do that.
Well, if I know I'm not making a team, I'm opting out.
Yeah, and that's why they tried to force the decision. At least that was one of the reasons people believe they tried to get it done quickly. But it's a rough place to be because if you look unfeeling and uncaring, if you're trying to force players to make a decision in early August about where they want to play or not. But if your team, like, hey, we got to know who's available, and everyone's going to be uncomfortable with this. I said it multiple times. Sports, if you're trying to get a sports league not off the ground, but get your season in motion, everyone's going to have to make uncomfortable decisions to get it done. I mean, I'm sure the NBA players didn't feel like spending multiple months in a bubble away from their family, but that was a sacrifice you made to try to get the season to complete, and so far, so good for them.
What you think about, are you pissed that Simone Biles is with Jonathan Owens?
Why would I be pissed?
I don't know. Did you ever shoot your shot there?
I don't know Simone Biles. No, I did not.
You didn't?
No.
And Jonathan Owens, who is a safety, undrafted free agent from Missouri Western State. Can I tell you how remote that is? Missouri Western State? As if Missouri State isn't enough?
What city is what is it called again?
Missouri Western State.
Where is that located in Missouri?
He spent time.
St. Joseph, Missouri. Where is St. Joseph, Missouri?
No one knows, but how did he get Simone Biles?
Did they just meet here? How long has he been in town? Because she's a Houstonian. So how did they meet?
Was on the practice squad last year. They must have met.
I was thinking, I'm trying to, how long has he been here for that relationship to foster where now it's a public? Now, it's a public thing. So congratulations to the both of them for finding love, I guess.
I know, but.
But what?
But Jonathan Owens?
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, I think, I don't know.
I mean, we see.
No, he's on the practice squad. I never made a practice squad.
No,
you ever make a practice squad?
I'm not questioning him. You are doing that.
Questioning why she can't get, like, a starting safety.
Why does she want? She's the famous one, successful one. Why does she need a starting
safety?
Oh, maybe
she doesn't want somebody that's successful.
Those are your thoughts. What I was saying is, like, successful men don't always pull famous women out of the blue. Hey, I'm going to be with you. They marry a woman or they date a woman they like. She's a successful woman. She picked a man she finds attractive and like. What's the big deal? Why does he have to be famous?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking she could pick up a corner or a wide receiver.
Why? We see like NFL players dating like, I don't know, B-level Instagram models. What's the difference?
A B-level Instagram model is way better than a Missouri Western State safety.
Who plays in the NFL?
Doesn't play in the NFL. He hasn't played it down in the NFL.
But he's on a team in the NFL.
Well, he's on the practice squad, yeah.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
He ain't making that cake.
Neither is the B-level Instagram model compared to the NFL player. Oh, you don't know that. Compared to the NFL player, popular one, compared to like...
Well, she's an influencer.
I don't know if she's influencing anything. Maybe she's just a model who he saw and slid into her DMs.
Well, it depends on the booty. She's influencing if she's got that.
I don't like to dilute women down.
I'm just saying. Simone Biles, pick it up.
Why? Let me put it to you this way, John. You know people in your life that are famous, maybe not even that famous, but have money and are successful. Are they picking people that are on the same level as them to be involved with as far as relationships are concerned? Is that part of their
prerequisite? No, they regret it, though.
What do you mean they regret it?
Totally regret it.
Regret what?
Picking people that aren't on the same level. Simone needs like a Super Bowl champion.
Why does she's
one of the greatest athletes of all time.
So she picks someone she likes.
That's terrible.
What's the big deal? Dudes do it all
the time. I'm just giving her some healthy advice.
You think Aaron Rodgers should have picked out instead of like, you know.
He had Danica Patrick.
She won one race. What's the difference?
Well, I know, but she was a famous race car driver.
We know why she was famous. She's
a female, right.
In a male
she won in Japan.
Sport. In a male
like
dominated
anybody
sport.
Couldn't win. In Japan, a race in Japan.
Is Jonathan Owens coming from Southwest Missouri, whatever the hell he came from, to the practice squad the same as winning one race in Japan?
No.
Why not?
No, it's even it's kind of the same. You're right.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
It's kind of the same.
Why do you have a problem with this?
I'm just saying. I just want Simone to be happy.
Want her to be dating who? Lonnie Johnson?
No.
He's a corner who plays.
No.
You keep mentioning corners.
Stephon Gilmore. That's who she deserves.
Maybe she doesn't want Stephon. He doesn't live in the same city. That's long distance. She's looking for someone who she can see all the time.
That's not her, okay? Just don't settle. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe it's not settling, John.
That's all I'm saying.
Look, Miss Biles, I am with you picking whoever you like, and it happens to be Jonathan Owens. Congratulations on the loving couple.
Ah, they look happy.
Yeah, what's the
deal? For now.
Well, they're both young. The for now thing is, of course, because they're both like in their early 20s.
Right. I think you should still try and shoot your shot.
I don't care, John.
All right?
I don't care.
You're the Stephon Gilmore of producers.
Oh, no, I'm not. I've seen his contract.
We got to take a break. But first I got to talk about, hey, we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here. As if that wasn't weird enough. Time to talk about HRP. HRP.net. HRP.net. My guys over there, Kevin and Mike and Chris and all of the great guys over there. Look, if you're looking for a great, great way, Plotkin, what are you doing over there, Plotkin? If you're looking for a great way to go about, first of all, your payroll, okay, and getting all of your taxes done, getting all of your Affordable Care Act done, getting all of everything that goes into getting your SBAs and your PPPs and all of your unemployment claims and all of the stuff that goes into getting back and getting as much as you need to get to stay in business. If you're hurting, if you got a company, if you got a payroll company that hasn't helped you through this thing, then you need our payroll company. And then the second thing is the HR. And it's so important that you not take care of this yourself. Let them take care of all of your HR needs, because you don't want to be sued. And this has happened. You lost businesses because you didn't handle your HR correctly. So if you're looking for that company that's going to do all of this for you, one fell swoop, our guys, we love them. You will too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. 1047, ESPN 97.5. That's funny. AJ comes in, he says, you know, that shift thing and hitting the other way. The coaches don't yell at the kids if they're trying to hit the other way. Pull the ball, hit it as hard as you can. He bunted once. His kid is, I don't know, how old, 13, 14, whatever. He's bunted once so far in his life.
Not part of the game anymore, huh?
That's just terrible. Pumpkin spice latte coming back, Del. You excited?
I don't go to Starbucks, so I don't care.
Well, but I think you're excited about it, aren't you?
No. I mean, if for some reason we started getting pumpkin cheesecake again, I'd be thrilled with that. Just started coming into the building.
Pumpkin cheesecake?
Yeah, from
a certain location. That's pretty good.
Caramel
drip. It's not my favorite cheesecake, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, you throw that caramel drip on there, I'm good. But I don't care.
Pumpkin spice latte.
I don't drink coffee. Is that a...
You're so basic.
No, I don't drink coffee, so I won't drink it. Is that something in your home that's going to be a thing now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My girls like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This criminal got a little too greedy, though. He overloaded his plane with so much cocaine, it couldn't take off. It crashed.
Look, and all those... We've watched a lot of Narcos over the years. We've watched a lot of planes being taken off, and the pilot always knows how much weight.
Yeah.
The pilot always knows. No, too much, too little. How come this pilot didn't know?
You don't know, really?
Yeah. There's enough popular culture to tell you how much weight a certain plane will take. That's on him. Did he get caught?
Yeah, he got caught. Cops, yeah. He was too greedy. That's it. I'm looking at a list of best sandwiches in the city, Del. Where's your favorite sandwich? Yeah.
If I was going to pick one, got to go with Miko's.
Where?
Miko's, that Nashville hot chicken. You need to throw some slaw.
Is it a sandwich?
No, it's a sandwich.
It's a chicken sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, it's a chicken sandwich, yeah. That's my favorite. It's the spice is good. It's not just spicy. It actually tastes good. And you can add different things on it. I'm a fan.
I'm surprised they don't have Central Market in here. They make a great sandwich.
Yeah, because you get to choose anything you want.
Yeah. Man, this looks good. Of course, Kenny and Ziggy's, but it's like $1,000 a sandwich.
And how many people are doing that?
BB's Tex Orleans.
I've never been.
Yeah, they got BB's Tex Orleans here. That looks like a good looking sandwich though. Le Baguette, Le Baguette, local foods. There's a local foods right over here. I have to try it. Boy, that looks like a good egg sandwich. You an egg?
Nah.
No, are you kidding me?
I don't do eggs.
Chicken salad or egg salad? Are you kidding me?
No, you're putting things in I don't F with. Like mayo. No, I'm out. No mayo on anything.
You don't like mayo?
Not at all. Dry heaves.
So a Chinese scientist is claiming the coronavirus came from a lab and the Wuhan wet market was just a decoy. I can believe that.
Are we done caring about the origins of it at this point?
Yeah, because it could. This is, you know why? Because this is chemical warfare.
Mm-hmm. And what will our response be?
Our response? Well, as if China's not pissed off enough at us. Because we closed down the embassy, they're starting to come back at us. They're firing back.
And now the president's getting rid of TikTok.
Yep.
Although he said he would, and hasn't been done yet. But that's what he said he would do. Much like, well, never mind.
A Florida man bought a Porsche.
With a
fake check printed from his home computer.
Do you think the Porsche dealership was like, yeah, we messed up?
Casey William Kelly, 42, cashed in the nearly $140,000 check at a local car dealership on Tuesday, but was taken into custody one day later when he attempted to buy several Rolex watches at a jeweler.
So he didn't stop while he was ahead. Oh. You already got the Porsche. What? Don't you think you would have... Okay, you won this round. I don't know how long you would have had it before they found out it was fake. But why would you double down? You won. You got a Porsche from a dealership with a fake check. You're going to keep going?
Talk about
that drug dealer having too much greed.
He sold the car.
Yeah, get the money.
The dealership unsuccessfully tried to cash Kelly's check and then reported the vehicle is stolen. Oh, after selling the car, a Porsche 11 Turbo, the dealership. Okay. So I thought he could have flipped that for cash right away.
That's what I would have tried to do.
The jeweler, however, opted to keep both the check and the watches until the money cleared. Well, arrest.
So the jeweler's smarter than the dealership.
Yeah. Ooh. Liquor-infused ice cream is now legal in New York. You're going to go get some?
I don't mess with ice cream that much anyway, but liquor, I'm out. What type of liquor?
State law already allows ice cream to include 5% wine, cider, and beer, but the new law expands the menu to include hard booze. Yeah.
What would be your booze of choice?
Coors Light.
That's hard booze.
Mm-hmm.
That's not hard booze.
Yeah, no, but I do.
But what do you have a hard?
Oh, it would be Crown Royal.
You would infuse that into what? What type of ice cream?
Oh, probably. Oh, cookies and cream.
I'm a cookies and cream guy.
That'd be totally sweet.
I don't know about the Crown Royal, but I'm a cookies.
Crown Royal, yeah. Colorado Springs apparently has declared war on the F word.
Which F word?
The bad one.
Well. What? By the way, you could use that for both, by the way, what you just did. Okay, oh, I understand.
You know, yeah, the F word, like F you, that one. F word.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We just got a text from, you mentioned AJ. Apparently, he's going to have Ed Ogeron on the show. Not our show, but his show at 5.
What?
Yeah, your boy.
Oh, is he going to tell him how he thought Clemson was going to beat their ass? Is that what he's going to tell him?
Maybe you should join in on the interview.
Oh, maybe I should. Hey, Coach O. Guess what?
You have his number? You have Coach O's number, right?
No.
You could pass along to your LSU people. Hey, the show you're going to come on, he said Clemson's going to beat your ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He thought you had no chance against Clemson.
I don't know. That serves you right for telling
all
us.
Right. All right. Full disclosure, AJ.
Let him know beforehand what you thought of his team.
What you thought.
Serves AJ right.
Full disclosure, AJ.
For trying to get us to promote something on his show. Serves you right.
No, don't be... Now you go, oh, Coach O, great job you did. I love you, Coach O.
Well, this backfired on him, didn't it?
5 o'clock?
Yeah, Coach Ogeron of your LSU national champion Tigers will be on with the Blitz.
So, apparently, the F word, because they're using it, F the police a lot.
Uh-huh.
So, but they're being sued for the second time this year. A lawyer is suing the city and its police department for violating his constitutional rights. The first complaint filed in January was prompted by an incident in which he flipped off an officer. The second put last week forward last week involves Sexton arrests over his use of the F word in phrases such as F the police. Can you get arrested for that?
I mean, it was in a song a long time ago, and I think those songs along with others were considered indecent.
So yeah, but that's, I think, indecent.
And they were, well, local municipalities are like, if you perform that song here, we'll arrest you. If I watched the NWA documentary, and that was one of the things they discussed.
Yeah, but that was back in the day. Yeah. Are you still getting arrested for saying the F word or F the police?
I guess in that place on stage? You might be.
Yeah, well, in Colorado Springs. Well, if you're walking up to them and saying,
yeah,
F the police.
I've always wondered, is verbal abuse, and what do they determine verbal abuse enough to get arrested?
Isn't it threatening?
Well, if you say F the police, is that a threat, or are you just saying, I don't like you guys?
I think you're just saying, I don't like you, but... Colorado Springs, guess what?
Look, you know what?
You're getting arrested.
You know what? In these days and times, I'm not saying F the police in their face. I'm not doing it.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna stay away from that.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
I know the next two guys are going to stay away from it as well. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.